I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello, everybody, on this gorgeous Monday. I hope it's gorgeous where you are, too. To Purpose Talk Radio, this is Jan Revelle. And it's going to be a very special day today. We have Sally Reeves Conway with us to talk about the art of feminine presence. I'm interested to find out what that's all about. I hope you are too. I want to take care of some housekeeping issues. And you know what? This is interesting. Cindy sent me a document that has all the housekeeping issues. And of course, I forgot to pull it up. So I'm going to have to wing it here and we'll see if I get everything. First of all, I'd like to let you know that I've drawn 4 extra cards for today. So if you have a question or concern that you would like an oracle card reading, a mini reading on following the interview with Sally, you can do that. You can call in, and that number is 347-205-9074. I'll repeat it, 347-205-9074. So that's the number if you have questions or comments and you want to talk with Sally, or if you want and or if you would like to have a mini reading from one of the cards that I've chosen today. I want to invite you to go over to our Facebook page, to the group, join the group for the conversations. So go to Facebook and then do a search for Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. It is a group. Request to join, and Cindy Freeman, who is our fabulous facilitator, will add you to the group. And then you can take part in the conversations that go on there, not only during the show, because everybody gets really excited, but after the show as well, and in preparation for the coming weeks. How to get in touch with me, that's a good one, is you can email me at jan@purposetalkradio.com. That's jan@purposetalkradio.com. And ask me your questions or suggest speakers. You are welcome to go to purposetalkradio.com and check out all that we've got there. All of the guest information that we have so far is there. I'm going to be uploading a whole bunch more. We've got guests now going all the way through the end of April, so I'll be able to put those up and give you much advance notice. And you can also make a donation towards the overhead costs of this program, or you can sponsor a show if you'd like. All of those are options. And we love having you listen to the show regardless. If you know of anybody, any business or any individual who might make a good sponsor for the show, let me know about that too. Contact me, jan@purposetalkradio.com. I recently, this is a little bit different here, I've told you before about the Soul Body Blueprint course that I teach, and I've recently changed the name of that course. It's called now Body Linguistics, and you can find it at bodylinguistics.org. That's body, B-O-D-Y, and linguistics is L-I-N-G-U-I-S-T-I-C-S, bodylinguistics.org. I do have to tell you, there's nothing on that website right yet. I'll be moving everything over to that website very shortly, within this coming week. And there's going to be a course held here in Sedona on body linguistics that will be a practitioner certification course. So you can take the course. It's a 3-day weekend, and you can take that course and become certified in this technique. It's especially good for people who do body work, for counselors, for social workers, parents, grandparents. Who isn't it good for? Nobody. So anyway, you can check out that. But give me a chance. Keep checking back on that one until I get the site built up. And then I want to, and you can also contact me at janrevelle.com. That's J-A-N-R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. So there's my advertising. Okay, and we've got the conversations page. I hope you'll join us there. I'll repeat the phone number one more time. It's 347-205-9074. You can call in to ask questions of Sally, or following the interview for a reading with me, a mini reading on the Oracle cards if you'd like. And speaking of Oracle cards, we have a brand new card today. I don't think this one has come up in this deck before. You know, you get 70 some odd cards in a deck, and it seems like the same, I don't know, six cards keep coming up over and over. Today we have a brand new one. This one is called Sisters. Now, isn't that amazing? The Art of Feminine Presence is our topic, and the card is called Sisters. The card shows two women facing each other, and there is one is sitting on a throne, and the other one is sitting, it looks like, on air. Huh. Either that or a very clear chair. In any case, there is a post between the two of them, so their knees are kind of touching this post as they face each other. The one who is sitting on the chair, on the throne, sorry, it is a throne, has a crown on her head, has a very decorative robe on her, a lot of red. There are flowers in the design of the throne itself. And she has her hands on her lap, palms up. She's looking straight out at this other woman. The woman sitting on the throne has dark hair and obviously a lot of jewels around her hair as well. The other woman who is facing her is very pale. There's hardly any color to her. She has a white gown or white robe, and her hair is, I'd call it blonde, but it's almost colorless, just enough color to be able to tell that there's hair. And she is looking directly at the woman who's on the throne. Now, her hands are a little bit different. Her right hand is resting on her right knee, and her left hand is raised a little bit, and the palm is facing outward, as though she's giving a blessing. So one is giving, and one is receiving. It's really typical of all of us, male or female, it doesn't matter. It's typical of each of us that we are in physical form receptive to our higher self, to our spirit form, who is giving us love. And Cindy just reminded me that the topic is actually today, Come Home Sisters, the Art of Feminine Presence. So this card is called Sisters. I just love that. I think that's really wonderful. In any case, the meaning of the card is to remember that not only do we need to listen to ourselves, our human selves, and our emotions, and our thoughts, we need to listen to each other here on human level, to listen to one another, and also to listen to our higher selves, because our higher selves, with that left hand up, that's the intuitive, creative, emotional hand, and that hand is giving blessing to us. So our higher selves, our spirits, are constantly giving blessings to us. Even when we don't feel like it's a blessing, even when things aren't going well in our life, even when we have gone through or are in the process of abusive situations, then it's even more important to remember to connect with your higher self, because she is your sister. We are sisters with each other. Our spirits and ourselves, our human form, are sisters, and we are two halves of the same person, two halves of one whole. No matter what we do, that sister that's in spirit form is giving us love and giving us blessings and giving us unconditional love, which is different than human love. You know, human love gets into all the emotions and, well, I love him or her, but maybe there's something in the way, or they're going to show me they love me if they do X, Y, Z, and it gets into all that other stuff. But when our spirit self is sending us love, that love is unconditional. There are no emotions involved with it. There are no conditions to it. It is strictly unconditional love. So there's the card for today. And remember, if you're listening and you haven't gone to our Facebook page, we have closed the event page for comments. So go over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group and join the group there, and then you'll be able to be part of the conversations in that area. Okay, So I don't remember if there's anything else that I'm supposed to take care of. So I'm going to go ahead and get Sally into the mix right now. Hi, Sally. How are you today?
Hey, Jan. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm delighted to have you here. And you've made a really special offer to our listeners, but I'm going to hold off on that until later, okay? You can repeat it later on. But to start off with, what I'd like to do is ask you the question that I ask almost everybody, is tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you discovered your passion, and then what you're doing with it.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you. Well, my background is that for the last, many years, I've been consciously working on my inner growth, my self-improvement, and that has led me down several different paths. And for many years, I've been a reconnective healing practitioner, which is working with specific frequencies to bring a person back into balance, whether that's physical, emotional, spiritual, mental. I've also been an artist for all my entire life, and I'm a mother. And I was actually raised here locally in central Arizona, and raised in a very, in a very masculine way, but in a way that is pretty much most women in this culture are raised, to get things done in a masculine way. But I was raised very, very masculine. I call myself a highly conscious New Age redneck. I grew up riding a motorcycle and outrunning the cops on my motorcycle, and my whole thing was, I worked construction, so I've had this very masculine upbringing, but also am in a female body. And so a lot of times women, we will look feminine on the outside, but the energy that we're carrying, or the way in which we interface with the world, is actually very masculine. And so my background was, growing up, like I said, in this very, I'm a country girl, and then getting into a lot of metaphysics in my 20s and the self-help world, and being a facilitator and a teacher and a practitioner myself. But there was always something missing, Jan. You know, I had been studying the relationship between the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and like thinking that I had it figured out, but the results were pretty frustrating. And it did feel like there was something missing. And when I came to this work, it was like the missing piece of the puzzle for me.
Wait a minute, Sally. What do you mean it was pretty frustrating?
Oh, so you want like specific examples?
Well, if you can offer us an example, because I'm not quite sure what you mean, so I imagine there are others who are in my situation and would like some clarification.
Yes. So as far as embodying my feminine essence, which was what I was really trying to do. I could feel something feminine rising within me. But I didn't know what that looked like, and I certainly didn't know what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't taught. We're not taught that, and we're actually taught the opposite. And so in studying many, books and programs about the feminine essence, it was mostly conceptual. It was like this conceptual conversation about what it is to be a woman, or what the feminine is. You know, there's this conversation going on, I mean, pretty much everywhere, that the divine feminine is rising on the planet to bring balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been out of balance for so long, and the results of that have been pretty devastating, not just to our economy, globally, environmentally, to our health, to our relationships, to our connection with God. But that missing piece of not knowing exactly, well, what does this actually feel like? It left me in a place of trying to be feminine, but not knowing what the heck it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that felt very frustrating, because I felt like I was floundering, and I see many women doing that and having an idea of what the feminine is that's actually a disempowering idea. They think it means being super submissive and giving their power away. And in this culture specifically, we have an idea of what the feminine is that's pretty distorted and dysfunctional. Thanks to media and, you know, the rampant rise of the porn industry, it means manipulation or seduction or this hyper-extreme version of showing the body and being very, like, sexually overt. And that's not the feminine. This has nothing to do with that. This is about coming back home into your authentic feminine essence, being home in your skin and being home and feeling safe in mm-hmm. the body. So as far as the frustration, it just felt like a complete, like, I felt like I was floundering. I was like, I wasn't able to get a strong sense of what it actually was. And my perceptions and my ideas of it were skewed. And so with this work, does that answer your question before I move on?
Well,
a little bit?
It does. So, because I've got another question, but it really is something you're going to lead into in a little bit anyway. So I'll be patient, but go ahead and continue.
All righty. All right, thank you.
You were telling us about how you, yeah.
And so with the feminine essence and really getting an in-the-body experience of what that is completely changed everything. It was like I came home. I came home to myself. And the practices, the in-the-body practices that we have helped to give a woman, and I will be offering some practices and a meditation.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll have time for that so that mm-hmm. women can experience that for themselves, and men too. It's for everybody, but this is specifically for the feminine energy. And I want to make, I want to say something. At the highest level, we're all the same, right? We're
right.
spiritual beings, but in this life right now, we are spiritual beings having a human experience in the body. And some of us are in male bodies and some of us are in female bodies. And I feel like the word feminine and masculine, those words are overused. It's really about an energetic quality of yin or yang, okay? Mm-hmm. So, but just to make it simple, I'm going to use the words feminine and masculine. So because we're in these bodies, we might as well learn how to enjoy them and have some fun and know that in playing, I call it like playing the game of the masculine feminine. It's like we're here, we're in having this human experience. We can consciously be aware of what energy we are running. And not only does that provide more joy in our life, it also provides spiritual evolution. Because I don't know if anywhere else when I'm in a relationship, an intimate relationship, where my buttons get pushed more, mm-hmm. besides being a parent. And where our buttons are getting pushed, those are our weak spots. And those are the places where we can step up and grow more spiritually into those places. But we have to have people pushing our buttons before we realize what they are. So I think my sense is that you're going to ask me what the feminine essence actually is, right? And so I would like to
you
to
must
talk
be psychic.
About that.
You must
yeah,
be
I must
psychic.
Be.
Okay,
so,
that actually was my question, yes.
So the feminine essence. It's very grounded. It's in the body. The feminine senses the world through her body. She's intuitive. She's connected fully to spirit, and she listens to spirit. She waits. She doesn't rush forward, forcing to make things happen. She listens. She's in the flow. She's home in her skin. She enjoys, like I said before, the sensual pleasures of her body, meaning visually through beauty, like art and flowers and music and the tastes and the sounds and the smells and the touch. She's radiant. She has lots of juicy life force. She has fun, but she also commands respect. And she's fully embodied, meaning because she's grounded, and she's in her body, her soul, her spirit, whatever you want to call it, is down inside her body. It's not, I'm hovering up above her headspace someplace. Mm-hmm. She's inspiring. She has credibility. There's a wisdom about her and a strength. Her heart is open. She's very attractive. There's an effortless magnetism that she has. She's warm, and she has mystery. And I can explain the difference between those two, the warmth and the mystery, a little bit later if we have time. There's an ecstatic sensation that she has inside of herself because she is connected to her body, and she's connected with the earth. And this essence, it's not only the most attractive force that she has, it's also deeply nourishing, and it feeds her. Women are tired of trying to force to get things done in the very masculine way that we've been taught. And this is in no way to say, nothing against masculine energies, the way of getting men, that is a gift. But there is another power that's available to us that we can use if we choose, but we have to be aware of it first. A woman who is in her feminine essence is safe. She feels safe to be around because you can feel that her heart is open, that she's compassionate, and she's non-judgmental. She's relaxed, she's open. She's sensual, she's alive. So how do we connect with this essence?
Because you're going to
really
tell us, right?
The healthiest, the most powerful thing we have going on. And I want to tell you some ways to connect with that. But first, I'd like to say that, and I love that you totally get this, Jan, that women are being called like never before on the planet today to show up big with their messages, with whatever gifts they have inside of them, whether that is a movement or a book or some new healing modality or something they're wanting to teach and help other people with. And, you know, we've said it a million times, but it bears repeating. The Dalai Lama said, the world will be saved by the Western woman. Mm-hmm. But we can't do that if we're still playing small. And if
right.
we can't do that if we still are not aware of how we're coming off to people, or we're not aware of where our blind spots are, or we don't know how to show up in the world in a way that is authentic and big and bright and shiny, and it is not in that, like, the kind of old school, like, fake it till you make it sort of ways that used to be taught, you know, to pretend
mm-hmm.
like you're confident, like that sort of way. People can't connect with that because it's not real, and they can smell that a mile away. People connect with authenticity, and that's where coming back home inside of ourselves and connecting with our authentic feminine essence, that's what people can connect to. And
so
that's how we're going to be able to show up.
Okay. Am I understanding this correctly that, because I've had this question asked, so I'm going to pass it along to you, is
mm-hmm.
That when you are being your authentic self, you are less apt to play small in any case. And that by stepping into your power, you're actually then doing the things that, whether it's writing or music or acting or teaching or whatever it is, that then you're able and willing to step into that role to become who you truly are, came here to be.
Yes, absolutely. You have to be in your authentic self in order to bring that through, just like you said so beautifully. And then there's a couple other things that happen. Someone can be in their authentic self and they can still be bumping up against their blind spots,
mm-hmm.
or bumping up against the part of themselves that has the programming or the fear or the trauma or whatever happened that closed a little piece of them down,
mm-hmm.
to still being authentic while they are in front of other people. Many people can be authentic and be tapped into that space and their gifts when they're not around other people, or when they're around just like a safe small group. But when it comes to getting up on a stage and being
mm-hmm.
seen by large groups of people, or even being in a networking room or talking about what it is they do, some part of themselves, and this started very early in childhood, some part of themselves starts to close down a little bit, and usually they're not even aware of it. And so they're not able to get their message out there in the way and be seen and be heard in the way that makes an impact that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
So they're still, let me see if I get this, they're still bumping up against that fear part of them, that small part of themselves that was hurt, abused, whatever, you know, that makes them feel like they're not worthy. So even though they've come
mm-hmm.
to their authentic self, and they can be that in themselves when they get out in front of other people or in front of certain groups who might represent what made them feel small in the first place, then that feeling starts to come back. Is that
right? Exactly. And it may even be a big safe room full of people. It's just there's this dynamic that happens when we're up in front of people where we start to close down a little bit. And that keeps us from coming off the way we want to. And it keeps us from shining as big as we need to and getting our message out there. And so the whole, like, so oftentimes people will resort to two different things, okay? And this decreases your presence. They'll resort to come back to two different defense mechanisms. And one of them is self-consciousness, in which they'll kind of like play small a little bit and almost like apologize in their energy a little bit. They'll play
mm-hmm.
small a little bit. And, of course, that keeps them from really getting out there. And the other thing they'll do is they'll go into performer consciousness, which looks like usually like the fake it till you make it, sort of like, let me act really big and confident, like I'm very capable and strong. And that doesn't usually come off the way they want it to. And so to be able to be completely authentic and be very comfortable receiving a tremendous amount of attention, having a lot of attention put on you in front of large amounts of people, that's something that powerful women with a message have to get comfortable receiving. They have
mm-hmm.
to get comfortable receiving that. And you don't get that from a book. You get that from being in groups of people that are safe, in which you can practice that, and they can give you safe feedback and witnessing when you are showing up big and being in your power. And that's what we do with this work.
Okay. All right. So, I've lost my thing here. Well, anyway. So is that what led you to teach this, was what your own experiences? How
Absolutely.
Did you get involved with this? This is
Absolutely. Well, it was several years ago, actually, I had found Rachel Jane Groover, who is the founder of the work, and I want to talk about her a little bit. I had found her on the internet, and at the time, I was just sort of budding out as a teacher of the different things that I do, and I just kind of kept her in my radar. I just kept it there, and then at one point I was like, I can't wait anymore. I mean, they're going to do this, or you know, I just got to stop procrastinating here. So I took the teacher training, and which was absolutely incredible and life transforming. Total. People said I came home a different person. That changed it all for me. So I became a teacher of it. And what I would say was the teacher training itself, it's not just for you to become a teacher. It's like this, it's an incredible intensive that people can take just for themselves too, even if they don't want to become a teacher. So does that answer your question?
So there are really two different courses then. There's the course that you're teaching, and then there's a Become a Teacher course. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Yes, so I teach classes on, there's 40 practices that we teach women, and I teach these classes and workshops, and I also do personal coaching in which I teach these classes. And then there's also the teacher training, which women can go and sign up for and take so they can become an Art of Feminine Presence teacher themselves. And back to Rachel Jane Groover, she is the creator of the Art of Feminine Presence and the author of the book Powerful and Feminine, and she also used to be the director of curriculum for Neil Donald Walsh, the Conversations with
yeah.
God Foundation. Yeah, so you're familiar. And she went from just a few years ago from having a little group of women in her living room to now traveling the world, like literally traveling the world, teaching this work to women all over the planet. The planet needs women that are ready to really step up and to be fully embodied and to live in their joy and their life force and be a powerful, inspiring example of a woman who is powerful and feminine. We need that because we have a lot of role models out there for what it isn't.
Right.
So it's time, and as the divine feminine is rising on the planet, we are her. It's not something out there that's happening. She is us. We are the divine feminine. She is awakening through us and through us embodying her and becoming re-familiarized with what that actually feels like, what that wisdom is, what that consciousness is, what that power is. We are the ones that are taking it out into the world and inspiring other people. And many women have a fear of stepping into their feminine because of, well, of course, of what our culture makes it look like being feminine from really disempowering messages. So they're afraid that if they really get into their feminine, that two things are going to happen, Jim. That one, they're going to attract unhealthy,
unwanted sexual advances.
Yeah, yeah. Like creepy yeah. attention from men. Okay.
Right.
And the other one is that they're going to intimidate or piss off other women because those two things have been their experiences, usually starting in early junior high.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
That soon.
Yeah. Well, And so pissing off other girls.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my spiritual term for it. And attracting like really unhealthy attention or disrespectful attention from boys and even grown men. So, and so many women, due to that and due to like the kind of weird competition thing that's happened between the sisters and broken up the sisterhood, and due to career and due to all of our obligations in the world, family and giving, we're, you know, totally programmed to give, we've cut off and disconnected from our own sexual essence, which is the female body, and also due to sexual abuse and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
We've cut ourselves off from that. But there's something inside of us that is rising, and we can't ignore it anymore. And we're wanting to come home to it, but we don't know how. And this is where we can hold each other in a safe group and reconnect the sisterhood, rekindle the sisterhood, because we are our greatest untapped resource, each other as women. And this is where we can hold each other in safety. Mm-hmm. And
so you create these groups through your courses, is that correct?
Yes, I have workshops, and I have 5-week classes.
Uh-huh.
And I have the personal coaching. And so, yes, and so women come, and I have many women who keep doing it over and over and over. And then I have women who come in, and they get what they need. And then there's also the book that women can refer to, Powerful and Feminine, by Rachel mm-hmm. Jane Groover. And so, and I do remote. I work with women remotely, also over the phone or Skype also, and
okay.
in person. Yeah, so, and there's women, and there's teachers all over the planet. They can go to the Art of Feminine Presence website to find a teacher in their area also.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So what's the easiest way to turn on your feminine essence?
Yeah. So the number one way is you have to come home to your body. And so, well, what the heck does that mean, right?
Yeah,
come
exactly.
home to your body.
Exactly.
Yeah, what the hell does that mean? So
yeah.
It's when you feel your body, when you're feeling the sensations inside of it, that brings you present to your body. And when you're present to your body, your mind slows down and you're present to this moment right now. There's a lot of talk about presence, and it's being fully in the now moment. And so when you feel your body, which can be actually really difficult for people at first when they've been disconnected from it from so long, and many people are very unaware of how disconnected they are. So before I say this next thing, I have to say, it does not matter whether or not a woman still has her physical womb or not. That power, that consciousness, that wisdom is still there. It still resides there in that space within her body. Okay? So for a woman, her feminine essence resides in her womb space. And I call it her womb space because it takes up the entire pelvic bowl. The pelvic bowl it's within the hips and the belly, and the butt towards the back of the body. It's her, the cervix and the fallopian tubes and the ovaries. That whole space there is the pelvic bowl, and we call it the womb space. And the womb, the center point of the womb, is where the feminine energy resides and is sourced from. So if you can feel now inside of that space there, and it's not in the front, it's 3 inches below the navel, and it's back inside the body, back inside toward the spinal cord. If you can just feel that for a few moments, and then feel grounding cords. Many people know what grounding cords are, but for those who don't, it is an energetic cord that goes down into the earth, and it pulls up life force energy, yin energy, from the earth and brings it up into our body. And it also drains out anything that's no longer needed out into the earth. And so that womb space has the wisdom, when we're tapped into it, it has the wisdom to guide us to our next action. It has an ancient consciousness that allows us to feel the feminine essence. It's deeply grounded. There's also an ecstatic feeling about it also. A woman who is in her womb space is aware of her environment 360 degrees. She has a feeling of connection with all those around her. And wombs talk to each other. You know, we get...
I'm sorry, that's a scary thought.
That wombs talk to each other?
Yes.
It's there is this nonverbal communication that happens. And there's that wisdom there. And it's a storehouse for energy. It's a storehouse for power. And so when we feel it, we can contain that power without leaking it out. Many people, they leak out their personal presence by leaking out their power, by excess of talking or excess of doing, by not staying present to their bodies. And so when a woman is fully occupying the space and feeling the lower half of her body and softening the upper half of her body, keeping her heart open and soft and feeling her legs, feeling the bottom of her feet, feeling her connection. It may feel weird at first. There's kind of a learning curve sometimes. It can feel very dense at first. But what it does, well, first of all, with muscle testing, you know, muscle testing, when a woman is in her womb space, she muscle tests stronger. Her center of gravity lowers, so her balance is better. She's more connected with that wisdom within her. She slows down, and she waits, and she listens. So in just feeling that womb space there and feeling the legs, listen to what it has to tell you, and you can do this at any time, all the time, actually. You can feel that and listen to that. And so in martial arts, this space below the navel and the center of the body, it's called the dantian. And for men, it's 2 inches below the navel and in the center of the body. For women, it's about 3 inches below in the center of the body there. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to take you through a short meditation if we have time for that.
Yeah, let's do it.
All righty. Okay. So I want to talk about presence. And so this meditation is going to help you connect with your presence. And so what is presence? Presence is the space, how much space we take up around us and how much seniority we have in that space and how much light we're shining into it. And so we've seen people like on stage who have a tremendous amount of stage presence. We can't take our eyes off of them. They have presence. And there are other people who may say when they walk into a room or leave that nobody even remembers that I was there. And in order for us to show up big with our work in the world, we need to have a lot of energetic presence. And so it's the tingling, vibrating energy that we feel outside or inside also of our physical body. And here's the important piece. We have control over whether we choose to feel that energy or not. And the conscious decision to feel your energetic presence is the mechanism that flips on the switch effortlessly shine your light and your radiance. So your energy can be big and spacious, or it can be small and contracted. And we have control over that also. And many people think that feel like they're safer if they're really small and contracted, because then nobody will hurt me, right? Or nobody will notice me and say, who do you think you are? And so the opposite is true. So those of you on the line, go ahead and close your eyes and bring your attention to your hands and shake them or rub them together. Just rub them together for a few seconds to stir up the energy in your hands. And I want you to hold your hands still for a moment. Feel the energy that is moving inside of your hands. And now feel the energy that is radiating off of your hands. This is what I call your energetic presence. And now feel your energetic presence that expands up your arms, into your torso, down your legs, and feel it in your whole body. And enjoy sitting in this for a moment. And now feel your energetic presence expand beyond your physical body. Feel it expand out to a little past an arm's length in all directions. And imagine a beautiful ball of light that is now through you and around you. And now feel where that ball of energetic presence stops, which is just a little more than an arm's length out in all directions around you, including below you and behind you. And feel that outer layer. And so notice what this feels like to have your energetic presence really big and spacious. Just enjoy that for a moment. And now, I now invite you to contract your energetic presence, imagining now that it's only an inch away from your skin. Contract it and notice what that feels like for a moment. Okay, now go ahead and let it expand back out to just past an arm's length, feeling it big and spacious, and just notice what's going on in your energy when you have it big and spacious and how you're feeling on the inside also. And just one more time, go ahead and contract it in to where the outer layer of your energetic presence is just 1 inch away from your skin. And notice how you're really feeling in that and what's going on with that. And this final time, expand your energetic presence out, big and spacious, but also keep your attention in the center point of your womb space, which is the center point of this ball of energetic presence. And notice what you feel for a moment and how this differs from just expanding your light globe, your energetic presence around you. All right, good. So slowly open your eyes. And Jan, I'd like to get some feedback from you if I could. How did that feel for you when your energy was big and spacious as opposed to when it was small and contracted?
Well, I love that feeling of it being big and spacious. It makes me feel, it actually makes me feel more in touch with who I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, it really is pretty powerful.
How did it feel when you were, when the center point of your energetic presence, we also call it your light globe, how did that feel different, or did it feel different to you, having the center point of your womb being the center point of your presence?
Well, I like that. It was a real, it was a getting in touch with, it felt like it was getting in touch with my body, with my inner self. I mean, I've done this type of an exercise before, but it's always been from the solar plexus instead of from the womb space, and I like that with the womb space. It's a very, very grounding feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you. And a lot of people have a fear that they're going to be too bright and too big, and people will say, well, who do you think you are? And I just want to remind people that people may judge them whether or not they're big and they're bright and they're out there giving their gifts. And they can judge them if they're shrinking and they're complaining and they're playing small, or if they're pretending like they're happy all the time and super positive and they have a big smile on their face. So they might as well be big and bright and authentically happy and authentically who they are. So that exercise of feeling the light globe, we call it the light globe, around you, and feeling your womb space increases your presence dramatically. It also happens to be connecting you with your feminine essence. And when you feel your womb space, and here's another piece to it, and your heart connected, those two become a filament that light up and illuminate your light globe. So the connection between a woman's womb space and her sexuality, which resides, you know, interestingly enough, in her pelvic bowl, down in her hips, and in the space between her legs, and reconnecting that space with her heart is so important, because so many people have a disconnect between their hearts and their sexuality. And it's crucial for us to reconnect those. And when they are, like I said, it becomes a filament that illuminates our energetic presence or our light globe. I prefer light globe because it reminds me of a light bulb. And we've all seen women that are very, very radiant. And they have a lot of presence, and they have a lot of feminine energy. That feminine energy is so nourishing to us. And in rekindling the sisterhood, like when I said before, we are our greatest untapped natural resource that we have. We have to rekindle that. And in any way that feels appropriate with healing the wounds that we have in the sisterhood, and with rebuilding the trust and the love and the collaboration. The feminine wants to collaborate. Her strength is in collaborating. And that's where we can get fed also from our sisters also.
Okay. So can you tell us just a short thing, what are a few of the mistakes that people make that decreases their magnetic presence?
Well, one of them is when they go into performer consciousness, which is just, it's pretty much the most natural thing that people do, because we've been trained to do that. If we're not feeling a certain way, we don't know how to tap into our authenticity, we pretend that we're something, or we project out a persona that we want other people to get about us. whether it's strong and capable or sweet and nice, or in spiritual communities, it's usually, do you see how positive I am? I'm very, very positive, or I'm very, very spiritual, or do you see how wise I am? There's these personas that we project out. And like I said before, it doesn't come off the way we want it to, and people can't connect to it because it's inauthentic, and it decreases a person's presence. There's other things that people do that decrease their presence because it leaks their energy, is by, like, addictive behaviors, of course, but eating or gambling or shopping or talking or like really large, quick movements can often do it. Sometimes people are doing it and they don't realize what they're doing. When certain people, when their vibration begins to raise, and when you're in your feminine essence, your vibration will raise because the frequency of pleasure is a very high frequency. And enjoying yourself and enjoying life and being sensual, your vibration will raise. And oftentimes people don't know how to handle that. Mm-hmm. And they'll become uncomfortable. They're not sure how to contain their energy so that it becomes more potent. And so they will do things unconsciously to diffuse their energy and will dissipate their presence, which is through, like, some of those things that I had mentioned. And so they'll engage in maybe destructive behaviors, or they'll start talking a lot, or they'll find themselves start to regress. And the more aware you are and the more seniority you have in your own awareness, I mean in your own presence, the more you become aware of when you're doing those certain things. Or when you're allowing people that have predator energy or draining energy to kind of come into your awareness and start draining you. And we all know what that's like. We've all experienced people in our lives that do that to us, that we allow to do that to us. And it's very uncomfortable, but we don't know how to stop it. And we have a really powerful exercise in this work, in which we can take a woman through how to keep her heart open and to have really strong boundaries that command respect and have credibility, but in which she doesn't allow people that have predator or draining energy to siphon, basically siphon off her life force. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to stay home. Stay in your womb space. Be grounded. Feel your legs. Keep your heart open and soft, and to feel your energetic presence around you. It literally creates a buffer zone. When you're home in your body and fully occupying your space, they can't get in.
Right.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. They can't get in. And oftentimes, they don't want to anymore because they feel that you're just not open to it.
It's
so they move
it's
on.
Kinda
to
like, it's kind of like the vandal who comes and sees that there's an alarm sign outside your house. It's too much work. It's easier to go to somebody else who doesn't have any protection.
Right. So they move on to greener pastures.
Right.
And a lot of people aren't aware that they're an energy vampire. They're not aware of that. It's just their habit.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we have to engage in that with other people and let them drain our precious life force. Women have done their spiritual work. They've done a lot of work, and they know a lot. And we're being called to show up big in the world, and we just don't have time or the energy anymore to try to continue to force to get things done or to put up with people in our space that are draining us. There is a new way for us to be, and that is an authentic way, which is to come home to our feminine essence. And I would love to give women a way to contact me if they want more information, and also offer them a jam special. Is that okay if I talk about that now?
Well, actually, no, because I've got a comment from one of our listeners, and I'd like to share that with you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Wonderful.
And I want people to know, listeners to know, you can call in if you want to talk to Sally or me. You can call in. The number is 347-205-9074 if you have any questions at all or you want to make a comment. And Stormy made a comment that how she felt from the meditation. She said,
oh, wonderful.
Energy field, and see if I'm not sure if I get this right. Stormy, if I didn't get it right, you're going to have to call in and make a comment yourself. She wrote, energy field breathing is how it felt. A little dizzy in my belly when all open and more safe, home-like in the close space. So I think,
oh, that's beautiful.
I think that's dizzy feeling is a lot of women I know are not that open. And they're not in touch with their center of balance, with their womb space, and also making the connection with their heart. And so it could make you kind of dizzy when that first happens or when that happens. But again, she's saying it feels more safe and more home-like in a close space. So it's being being in that womb, you know, being safe in the womb, which is one of the safest places. Whenever we talk about with children or anything, if you want to feel safe, we talk about being in the womb and being safe.
Yeah, thank you for that. And Stormy, that's such a beautiful way. I love how you articulated that. And yeah, sometimes when we do come home for the first time in a long time, there may be some feelings that feel a little bit strange. Mm-hmm. And as you know, there's a learning curve with anything. And as we reorientate ourselves back to the center of our bodies, the womb space really is the geographical center of our body, and it lowers our center of gravity, it can feel a little bit different, maybe even a little bit awkward. But like anything, it takes practice. And as we continue to practice it and become refamiliarized with it, we remember who we are. We remember that feeling, and oftentimes it was when we were little children. And we remember that feeling of safety and of certainty and of confidence. So thank you so much for that, Stormy. I really appreciate that.
So now let's move on to, you teach women how to be seen and heard more in their lives. So, and how can women meet you and practice being in their feminine power? Tell us a little bit about the workshops you do, the coaching that you do, how to connect with you.
Thank you. Well, if on the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page, there is my meetup group. The link to my meetup group is there. And I'll post it again so women can go to my meetup group and find out about the different workshops and things that I have going on. They can also contact me at my email, which is sallyconway@hotmail.com, to find out about the different workshops and things I have going on. And I have an upcoming workshop at Unity of Sedona in Sedona, Arizona, on the 21st. It's a one-day workshop. And then the night before that, I have an experiential introduction.
Okay.
So women can just come and kind of try it out. Mm-hmm. And the experiential, it's like almost like a little mini workshop itself. It's really a great value. And
now,
do
you do these as webinars also?
I do in-person coaching over the phone or Skype.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that also for remote, because there's many women who are all over the planet and they can't come to Sedona, or maybe there's not a teacher in their area. And so I can do that. And I actually have a Jan special for women who want to work with me over the phone. It's a half price special. And it's half price.
Wow.
It's for an hour and a half private coaching session just for them, and it's $75.
Awesome.
And to get that, they need to contact me in person. They can do that on my email, And they can get in touch. If they don't have my email, they can get in touch with me through this, the replay link or the Purpose Talk Radio page. And so I'm doing five of those.
Okay.
The first five. And then also for the workshop on the 21st, it's $157. If people register by tonight, it's $137. And for just for Jan listeners, I'll knock another $10 off. And so for that, they need to contact me personally also for that. And so, and also 10% off any future services with me by, you have to say the Jan special. So there's three different offers there.
Okay, would you put those in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group page, not on the event page, but in the Conversations group page?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Okay.
And there's one more too. One more.
Oh my gosh.
Special. I know, right? Well, we want women to feel empowered and safe in their bodies, and to get out there and do what they want to do, and to also attract the passionate masculine partner that they want also. And this work helps them do that. We genuinely care about women. And I've had tremendous changes in my life, and I want to share that with other women. And so all the incentive we can offer, because I know everybody's inundated with special offers these days, all the incentives that we can offer to make an investment in themselves, we're going to do it. So the other offer is, if women are interested in becoming a teacher of this work themselves, which I highly encourage, the world needs more of these teachers, they can talk to me about that, and I'm offering a half-hour free consult on that, so they can ask me any questions they want about that. They can also go to femininespiritualityandleadership.com/TT, which stands for teacher training, and if they put in the coupon code 100OFF, they will get $100 off of the teacher training, and they can also do that through me also. Just depends on whatever they're wanting there.
Okay, so once the program is over, if you would go to the Conversations page and post all four of those things, that would be really wonderful.
I will.
I'd like people to be able to hear that and take advantage of it and of your gracious and generous offers, and we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah,
so,
I'm excited to see what happens with that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if any women just have questions about this, any of this, please contact me. Because let's face it, this is a little like, this is new. Like, what is this? And so I want women to feel, to have all the answers that they need to
right.
move forward with it if they want. Yeah, if they resonate with this at all.
Okay, good. So, Sally, was there anything that we forgot? Wait a minute, before we go there, I want to tell our listeners again, if you feel like calling in, we're coming down to the end of the program, so if you want to talk to Sally, or you want to call in following the interview for a mini oracle card reading, the number to call is 347-205-9074. Once again, 347-205-9074. So, Sally, is there anything that I forgot to ask you or that has come up that you want to make sure that you share with the listeners?
Yeah, there's two things. Thank you for that, Jan. And, you know, I could talk like for hours and hours and still not, I'm still scratching the surface of this work. And I've realized I've focused a lot on this conversation on getting yourself out there and attracting personally and professionally what it is that you're wanting out into the world. And I didn't talk much about the fact that many women are really longing for in their hearts a deeply conscious and passionate love.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get the deeply conscious and passionate love that you're wanting, and in a masculine partner, you've got to be in your polarity, which is in your feminine essence. And just like magnets, when you put the two, you put the opposite ends together, what do? They snap together. And when you put the same ends together, like the positive and the positive, they repel each other. So in that polarity, when a woman embodies her feminine essence, she will automatically attract a woman who is who is in his masculine essence. But we're wanting the consciousness there along with it, the spiritual maturity. And so when we embody, we're fully embodied, we will attract that. And so I have a lot more I could say about that, but I know we're running out of time. If women want more information, again, they can contact me, they can go to the website, and they can get the book. But the other thing I forgot to mention is that what my meetup page is.
Ah, it's, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's meetup.com, The Art of Feminine Presence in AZ. And AZ stands for Arizona. So it's the meetup. If you just do a Google search, meetup, The Art of Feminine Presence in AZ, you will find my page. But I'll also for those of you who didn't get that, I'll post it on the page there.
Oh, good.
And
good.
Yeah, and so just to close, I would just love to say that when a woman is embodying her feminine essence, when she's down and, you know, occupying her full body, feeling her body, connected with that, she can truly see who others are. And that's why they feel that safety. And they can see and feel who she is. And not only that, it also helps activate them into where they can see and feel the truth of who they are inside of them. And that is the healing that this world really needs right now.
Okay, we do have a couple of questions. We have someone on the line waiting to talk to you or me, not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a question, so I'm going to ask the caller to hold for a little bit. Don't hang up. And we have another question that is from Cindy that is being passed along. She says, how do we protect against the negative sexual creepiness or the other women we might intimidate? There is that quote-unquote crab principle where other women excel, so they pull each other down if they're not feeling the power themselves. How can we as individuals move away from that negative essence / power?
Yeah. That's a huge one. That's a huge one. And thank you, Cindy, for asking that. So what I was talking about when I embodying the womb space and having that connected with the heart and having that energetic presence around you, that literally that creates that buffer zone to where the predatory energy can't get in anymore. And not only, they don't want to anymore. They move on to greener pastures, like we had said. And with women, when we are in our authentic feminine essence and connected with our hearts, it comes across as inspiring and safe to other women. It's no longer that sort of weird, like competitive, intimidating thing anymore. When we're in our heads, which most people walk around the world, you know, up in their heads, or not even that, kind of like a, you know, and we call it their head bubble, like outside of their heads, like just constantly thinking all the time, strategizing, you know, an endless thought of, you know, an endless thoughts going on. They're not in their body and they're not in their full presence. And when we're in fear, which is that's what happens when we get into competition mode with other women, when we're in fear, we're in our heads or outside of our heads. We're not fully embodied in our hearts and down in our womb spaces. So when we come down into that, women, well, first of all, we're safe to ourselves. We're in our compassion. We're out of judgment. We're feeling that beautiful unity feeling with other people. We're feeling that collaboration. We feel love for other women. Other women can feel that too. And sometimes they're feeling it for the first time in their lives. And so creates an instantaneous change in your relationships with other people. And so I invite women to embody what they learned here today and notice what happens in your world. Notice how things start to shift. And my relationships with other women have changed dramatically. I mean dramatically. And the relationship with my own teenage daughter, the relationship with my family, the relationship with my friends has changed dramatically. And so I hope that answers Cindy's question, but just to bullet point it, do the things that I taught in the interview today, and that will shift everything. Hello? Hello? Jan, can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me? I'm not sure if I'm on or not. Let me check this. Hello, can you hear me? All right. I can't tell if you can hear me or not. I had to call in. So I'm going to assume that you can. Cindy, would you please let me know if we are on the air and can be heard? And I believe that Sally got cut off as well. Mary, I'm glad you hung around. Sally, is this you?
Yes, it is. I don't know what happened.
Well, I don't either, but the internet went down, completely down around here, and telephone went down as well. So we'll just assume that somebody hit a telephone pole or whatever, but I think we're back on. So let's get Mary in and find out what her question is, okay? And to the rest of the listeners, if you want to call in, that number is 347-205-9074. So let's see what Mary has to say. Hi, Mary. This is Jan. How are you?
Hi, Jan. I'm doing great. Thank you. I want to thank you and Sally both for having this great talk today.
Well, I'm glad you didn't hang up when we both got kicked off.
I was listening both on the phone and on the radio to see what was going on.
Ah, okay, good, good. So you have a question for Sally?
I do. I have a question for Sally, and it kind of relates to what she was just talking about. I was wondering, Sally, can you tell me, how does a woman's feminine essence affect her voice, how she is in the world? And do you have any tips that you can give women around using their voice that creates credibility and power but doesn't push people away? And I can take my answer off the phone.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mary, for asking that. That's a really, really important piece of this work, because when you're in your feminine, and by the way, I feel very self-conscious today about my voice. I'm getting over a little bit of a cold, so you probably hear me clearing my throat quite often. But when a woman is in her feminine essence, the quality of her voice changes. And it's not so much what you're saying, but it's the tone of your voice that's coming through that people can really connect with. And the voice has more of it's more fully embodied. It's actually, the tone is usually dropped down, a pitch lower, because many women will talk in a higher pitched tone or more of a girly voice than is actually their authentic tone. And that is what will sometimes make them come off as maybe not as credible, because people can feel that something's not quite right there, or not as grounded, or they're not fully embodying their power and their capability. So some tips to, first of all, to increase the presence and strength of your vocal power is, number one, of course, we always bring it back home, coming home into your body and being fully present and connected with your womb space and your pelvic bowl. Okay? So it's like you're talking from that ancient wisdom. And your heart, feel your heart softened. And also fully occupy your throat and your mouth and your vocal cords. And so practice that, feeling the spacious dome inside of your mouth. And so there is a relationship between the throat and the mouth and the whole area of our pelvic bowl. There is an energetic relationship there. And so when a woman is not connected with her pelvic bowl, oftentimes her voice will have a frail or an empty feeling to it. And so we want to be fully connected and embodied in our entire body, but have a definite awareness of what's going on there. So the practice is to stay present in your womb space, your heart, and fully occupy your vocal cords, your throat, and your mouth. And practice with dropping your tone down just a little bit to see how that feels to you. It may feel awkward at first, but like with anything, when we get used to it, it starts to feel more natural. And then you can notice how things change for you. And you'll notice how people are responding to your voice. And there's even been studies done about this, how people, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Mm-hmm. People are responding to the quality of what they're feeling coming through in your voice. So thank you so much for that question.
I'd like to interject a little bit here, too, because, Mary, I found this years and years ago when I had a very frisky dog who liked to run out in front of traffic. And I was pretty girly at the time. And I would scream at her. I'd say, open that door! Well, whenever you use that tone of voice, the dog thinks it's a game. And so they keep on running and keep on doing whatever it is you don't want them to do. So I had to learn to lower my voice, to think about it as bringing out a masculine voice, if you will. But be reassured that no woman, most women, are never going to sound masculine, no matter how low you drop your voice. So what and how that was brought home to me as well, that it worked by lowering my voice, is I had another dog who was a chicken, and we went walking around the neighborhood one day, and there was a huge German Shepherd in the yard who jumped a 5-foot fence and came after my dog.
Wow.
My dog went behind me and hid, thanks a lot, and left me to protect him. And what happened was it just automatically came out that my voice went down a register, and I said to that German Shepherd, "You get back in your yard right now." Now, can you hear the difference in my tone of voice there, in the timbre of voice and how low that is? That dog stopped in his tracks and looked at me, and I said, "Go on, get back in your yard," and he did. He turned around, left the fence, back into his own yard, and stood there and looked at me. So I've seen it work.
Yeah.
That was a pretty dramatic example to see it with animals, but it showed me how your voice impacts people as well. It's going to have a very similar effect on people. The voice of authority is a lower voice.
Yeah, definitely.
The voice of a high-pitched voice is a child's voice. It doesn't carry any weight or authority whatsoever.
Yeah, I liked what you said, Sally, about the connection between the lower chakras, the lower part of the body and the throat. I mean, I would think those being centers of creative expression and bringing creativity in the world, that really makes a lot of sense that both areas would need to be attended to and open. And I was thinking also about what you said about the change in timbre and how that might come naturally. When we did the meditation earlier, one thing I really noticed was this feeling of, I guess the easiest way to describe it was just safety, you know, just feeling like really calm and peaceful and safe in the space. And I thought about myself whenever I would get agitated and my voice might go up, you know, higher registers, and I'd often be in stressful situations or stressful interactions when that might happen, and the pattern of that, and often, you know, coming from things maybe from childhood. And then, so I really can resonate with this, you know, this idea that when you're in that place and keeping everything open and safe, that that would be a soothing and nurturing and yet authoritative place to come from. I think about interacting with my kids and when I get the best responses, you know, is definitely when I'm not all freaked out and my voice starts going really high. It's definitely when I'm more centered and calm and I'm being in the place of mother, you know, and I feel like they respond better to that. They know that that authority is there, but and it doesn't have to be it's a quiet authority and a nurturing sort of position.
Absolutely, Mary. Absolutely. And it does bring, like, there's a command to it and that credibility that I was speaking about earlier. There's something about the credibility. And people can feel when you're fully occupying your power. And, like, when Jan was talking about how she got into her authentic, powerful tone there, and she told that German Shepherd to get back in his yard, I could feel that. Mm-hmm, like, I could really feel, I'm like, oh my gosh, I would get my butt back in the yard too if Jan came at me with that energy. I can totally feel that. And there's something very powerful there, but it's not intimidating. It commands respect. And so when I invite women to just notice the tone of their voice and notice when they bring their presence, bring your awareness, because where your attention goes, energy flows. When you bring your attention to your vocal cords and to your mouth and to your womb space, energy flows there. Your presence flows there. So, like, I guess that's my homework. I'll just assign that homework for women to do that, but especially stay in their womb spaces and speak from the womb space. Speak from that place and notice what happens. Notice how your words slow down while keeping your heart open. And the other little homework I want to assign is when you're working on your energetic presence, on your light globe, and feeling it big and spacious with the center point of it being your womb space, notice if there are people or if there are places or rooms that you walk into when you notice your energetic presence starting to shrink and contract. Mm-hmm. Because what's happening is you're not feeling safe. And so and all it is an old defense mechanism. And so that's where you can be aware of it and you can choose to feel it big and spacious. But be aware of when it wants to shrink, because those are the places where there is a wound. And when there's a wound, there's something there to be healed. And all we have to do is to be fully present with it in our hearts and notice what's there. Just be fully present with that. It's the easiest way to help move that energy through and then make a choice to show up big and bright and spacious anyways.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, Mary, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you for having me call in, Jan and Sally. That was really wonderful.
Thank you so much,
thank you,
Mary.
Again, for hanging on with us while we had some, whatever the difficulties were. I'm not really sure. But I'm glad you did.
Masterfully. Thank you so much. Ladies, have a great day.
All right, thank you.
You too, Mary. Thank you.
Bye.
Be sure to join us on the Conversations group on Facebook, and we'll continue these conversations, okay? All right. So, Sally, is there anything else that we've missed that we need to follow up on?
Well, what I...
Oh,
you just gave me a great idea. Pardon me?
Sorry, I thought I had disconnected myself again.
I know we're a little gun shy now, right? Am I still on? Jen, you just gave me this great idea that maybe, you know, I can stay on the conversations group for like another half an hour after the call and answer questions if anybody has them. They're more than welcome to type in questions there. And I think that would be fun. We have a little after the interview, after party. And thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate this time to talk about this transforming work. And, of course, to spend more time with you is always a pleasure, my friend.
Well, it's been lovely having you on the show. I thank you very much for sharing this time with us. And I look forward to those conversations in the conversations group. So, since we have no other callers and it appears no questions for Oracle card readings, then we're going to bring this show to a close, and we'll see you next week. Next week we have Stefanina, who's going to be joining us and talking about numerology and how numbers can help you in your life. And so for now, I want to wish you soul blessings, and we will talk with you next week.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.